Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Praise the Lord. This is Prophetess Crystal McQueen. Welcome once again, family, to Prophetic Atmosphere. Thank God for you. I thank all of you for joining me on tonight for another episode. Amen. And I really just want to send a shout out and a great God bless you to all of those who have been following my ministry for quite some time, these past 4 years since 2010. And I just want to let you know, partners and prayer partners, that we here are praying for you. We're believing God for you. Amen. That this will be the moment that you shall fulfill. Amen. The kingdom assignment on your life, that God will continue to increase you. Amen. That you are a winner, not defeated. Amen. And that you shall overcome. Amen. And that's one thing that you must know and realize and recognize. Amen. That you are the great I Am is living on the inside of you. Amen. And nothing can stop you. Amen. That's just something powerful that we must all recognize and realize. The reason why I made that statement is because too often, especially lately, I would actually say maybe the past 4 years even, we have more people, amen, saved and unsaved alike, that are really harping on or extremely focused, amen, on what is going on around them. And one thing you have to recognize, people of God, you got to recognize when the enemy is throwing up smoke screens. You got to recognize the smoke and mirrors. You got to look through all of that mess and begin to pull out truth. Begin to discern, amen, that which is God, that which is of the enemy, and that which is just straight of the flesh. Amen. People will paint a picture to make you see and think whatever they want to. Amen. It's called television. Amen. Called movies, films, you know. They take you to a place where you've never been before. They create an environment for you to be in, whatever environment they want you to be in. They cause you to feel, to hear, to see things. Amen. And we as a people, just in general, just as a people, we have to make sure that we don't get so carried away in our subconscious or in our make-believe world, amen, that we forget that we're living in a real world, amen, and that we forget that we have a purpose, amen, and that we have a design, amen, in the kingdom of God, amen. But before I get into my message on tonight, I definitely want to just give some quick announcements, pray, and then get right into this word, amen. Amen. As many of you already know that have been following this ministry for quite some time, please join us every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for Kingdom Lifestyles broadcast with Apostle Christopher McQueen. Every Thursday night at 7 p.m., join me right here for Prophetic Atmosphere. And now, every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. and every Sunday at 8:30 a.m. Join us for our live broadcast, Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, with praise and worship, powerful preaching and teaching, amen, coming forth with signs, wonders, and miracles. God is in the place, and if you are in the surrounding Central Florida area, in the Cocoa area, you need to be right here where we are, located at 956, amen, North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121, amen. That's 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121 in the beautiful city of Cocoa, Florida. Amen. We definitely want to see you in the place. Come expecting God to do something for you. Come expecting to meet him face to face. You know what? And you will not be disappointed. Amen. I guarantee you that. Glory to God. Now, also want to finalize what I'm saying. Just want to let you know that we do have Facebook pages. Go to our Facebook page, Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, or find me under Women of Prophetic Destiny, amen, also known as WOPD. Find us there. Like us there. Let us hear from you. Let us know what God is doing in your life, and especially let us know how this ministry, how this broadcast has been blessing your life. For those of you who have been reaching out to us, thank you. Amen. We've been responding, amen, at our earliest convenience. Even for those of you who need someone to touch and agree with you in prayer concerning any area in your life, whether it's in your ministry, in your home, maybe you need to stand in proxy for a friend, a family member. Listen, go to my page, amen, Women of Prophetic Destiny, or either go to our www.ctkr.org, our website, amen. Go to the Contact Us page. Follow the instructions, amen. We will definitely pray for you. Or if any of you would like to invite us to any one of your engagements, same thing right there, right on the contact page, amen. And we will get in contact with you at our earliest convenience. Also, for many of you who have been following us, we have media now. Yay, praise God. You can go into our media tab, see us live every Tuesday, every Saturday morning, and every Sunday. And for you can also go into the archives as well, catch up, amen, with what God has been speaking to Apostle, amen, concerning your life, concerning what's going on in the world, amen, and just preparing ourselves for the soon coming King. Amen. Amen. Now, those are the announcements for tonight, people of God. Amen. Let us prepare our hearts now for prayer. And then immediately following prayer, let's get right into the word. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. God, we bless you. Hallelujah. And we magnify you, God, in this place. Your name is high and lifted up. Let your train fill this temple, God. Let your glory, your presence fill this place in the name of Jesus. Father, as the people of God begin to praise you, as they begin to worship you, as they begin to thank you, let your presence fill the atmosphere wherever they may be in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just want to love on you. We just want to glorify your name. We humble ourselves right now at your feet. God, we just give you ourselves once again. We say yes to your will and to your purpose in our lives once again, God. Father, we ask that you would wash us from every sin, every excuse that so easily besets us, every weight, every casualty, God. We just ask that you would just wash us in the blood of Jesus. We ask that you would forgive us and make us whole again, Father, mind, body, soul, and spirit. Help us to watch our speech, God. Let our speech come into alignment with what you say. Help our hearts and our minds to come into alignment with what you think and what you feel. Help us to line up our lives, God, with your way and your purpose in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you right now. We glorify you right now. Touch your people, Father, those that are sick and need to be healed. We ask that you would touch right now, deliver, raise them up off the sick bed, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that need to be saved, God, we ask that you would reach out and that you would save, cause them to call upon your name, God, in the midnight hour, wherever they may be, and save their souls, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we glorify you. We thank you, we praise you for all that, for all or for who you are, God, and for all that you have done for us, Father. We glorify, we thank you, and we worship your holy name. We ask all of this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen again. Hallelujah. Right wherever you are, people of God, just begin to just give God the fruit of your lips this evening. Just begin to worship him. Amen. Just begin to thank him. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless your name. We worship your name. We magnify your name, God. We give your name all glory and all honor. We thank you for all that you have done. Hallelujah. You are mighty. You are great. Hallelujah. You are greatly to be praised. We, your people, we worship. We magnify. There's no other God like you. Hallelujah. You are worthy of the praise. Amen. And amen again. Glory to God. Amen. Well, on tonight, people of God, I just want to go over a passage of scripture that the Lord has kind of dropped in my spirit for the past couple of days. I've just kind of been mulling over it, chewing on it. And one of the things, I've actually had a conversation this week, and not only just a personal conversation, but I've also kind of seen a little bit on social media as well. Amen. And one of the things that I recognized in this conversation that I was having with this individual is that they were talking about everything that's coming up on the earth, what's happening in the United States and you know, Israel and all the, as they say, all the craziness that is going on, I'm quoting their words, that is happening, the riots. And I definitely understand, amen, as far as the riots are concerned, I understand the anger, and I understand how people want justice and they, you know, want to be vindicated. I definitely understand that, and I do not make light of the situation at all. Even the things that are going on with Israel, I don't make light of any of that at all. However, we cannot get so caught up in our emotions and so caught up in our opinions, amen, that we forget to seek God for the answer. We must seek God for an answer. We can't rely on ourselves. This is not the time or the season, amen, that we are in, that we need to be focused on leaning on man and leaning on the arm of man. This is the season and the time as well that we need to be focusing on Jesus Christ, focusing on securing our relationship with the Father, making sure that we can discern properly what is going on in the spirit realms. I know everyone is still talking about double for your trouble. This is the season of double this, double that, and double the other. Amen. But can you see that it's going the opposite direction? I'm very, very concerned, people of God. And the reason why I say this is because it seems as though we are focusing too much on fear. We're focusing too much on what is happening instead of recognizing the power and the authority that Jesus gave us, that he's allowing us to use, that we have authority and power within our own being. We have the authority and power within our own mouth to use the weapons that he has given us. We speak about, the Bible talks about, speak those things that be not as though they were. Amen. The Bible talks about knowing the weapons, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. We have to recognize the authority that God has given us. We have to recognize the power that God has given us. And we also need to be able to discern the times and the seasons that we are in. And if we're not able to do that properly, then we're going to get off focus and we're going to get caught up in all this trivial stuff, and we're going to get caught up in, as I said earlier, all the smoke and mirrors that are going on, the fear-mongering that my husband likes to use so often, which is very true. We get caught up in the media. We get caught up in what people want us to hear, want us to think, want us to perceive. Amen. Social media does the same thing. You can get on your Facebook page if you do have one. You can get on your Facebook page, and I don't care how many men and women of God that you are connected to, everyone is going to be saying something different. One person is going to be talking about this is your blessing, this is your best time yet. One person is going to be talking about, oh, you know, all of the fear, all of the, you know, Israel's going down, pray for Israel. If you can't discern, ain't nobody going to make it but, you know, the very elect few. You got to be able to stay focused. I preached a message earlier that says distractions will kill you, and they will. Imagine you driving on the highway, amen, and if you're not careful, if you're not focused, amen, on your surroundings, if you're not looking ahead of you and even on the side of you, and my husband always tells me, and you need to always have an exit route to know where you're going. If you're not doing that, it can take just a split second for somebody to sideswipe you. It only takes a split second for someone to come out of your, as they say, your blind spot and come over into your lane. If you're not careful, it only takes a split second for you to veer out of your lane into somebody else's lane. Texting, hollering at the children, trying to reach for something on the other side, trying to reach for something in the back, trying to turn to your favorite music station or radio station. It only takes a split second for you to be off of, out of focus, amen, and bam, there you are. And there you are. So what I want to talk about, and yes, I do believe in praying for Israel. Yes, I do believe that these things that are going on in the earth are something to be taken seriously. Amen? Again, I'm not making light of any of this. But I just want to make the people of God know that we can't get so focused on what is going on that we don't recognize who's in control of what is going on. Amen? In the end, we win. In the end, the Bible says he's coming back for a church, amen, without spot or wrinkle. And I don't know about you, but I want to be a part of that he comes back for, that remnant that he comes back for. And I also believe that you too want to be a part of that as well. Do I believe that that these are the signs of the times? Yes, I very well do believe that these are the signs of the times. But I also believe that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. And when you have a sound mind, first of all, when you don't have fear, then nobody can sway you or persuade you to go in any direction. When you have a sound mind, you can think clear under pressure. Nothing's worse than trying to make a decision when somebody is pressuring you. And in fact, how many times have you made decisions because somebody pushed you, or because you were emotional and you made a decision that you later on regretted? I know I'm not the only one out there. The enemy likes to work from pressure. The enemy likes to work from causing you to be bombarded from every direction, amen, where you can't think properly. You can't think clearly. You don't have time to sit back and formulate a plan. He wants to just constantly hit you with this and hit you with that and hit you with the other and cause you to become incapacitated with fear and worry and anxiousness and doubt, and to the point where you begin to speak those very things that are trying to bombard your mind. And all of a sudden, instead of speaking, I am, who God says I am. This will not take me out. This sickness is not unto death. I am an overcomer. Greater is he that is in me, one of my favorite scriptures, than he that is in the world. I am a child of the Most High King. Instead of us beginning to speak those, we begin to speak, oh God, how am I going to make it? Oh Lord, these people have lost their minds. The government is going under, and I've lost my job, and what am I going to do? And ooh, my children, God, and I don't know how this is going to happen. And what about Israel? And oh Jesus, you're on your way. Well, when we begin to speak out of our emotions, amen, then we begin to lose sight of what God is really doing. Now, in the scripture, amen, if you would turn with me to the book of Matthew 24 and 6. In fact, let's take that up a little to verse 4, excuse me. Let's go to chapter 24 and verse starting at verse 4, excuse me. I'm going to be reading out of the King James Version tonight. And the word says this. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Amen. Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Now, this isn't me talking. This is the word of God. He said, for nation, verse 7, for nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. And we are seeing all this. He said this in verse 8. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and they shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Now, for some of you, you may be saying, well, we right there. Well, listen, one thing I do know. Yes, the nations are rising against the nations, the kingdom are against the kingdoms, but the one thing that we have to understand, and he said it in verse 6, see that you are not troubled. See that you are not troubled. I'm going to say that one more time. See that you are not troubled. See that you are not shaken. See that you are not fearful. See that you are not afraid. See that you are not taken off your path. See that you remain focused on God and allowing him to lead your feet and guide you every day and keep you moving towards your assignment. Because all of this that's being said, even though it's true to an extent, because the Bible said it's going to happen, we can't allow this to move us out of our comfort zone. We can't allow this to move us off of our pillar. We can't allow this to move us out of our lanes. We can't allow this, if we're the watchman, we can't allow to come out of the watchtower, amen, running for our lives. We have to stand sure and flat-footed in this season and speak the truth. One thing for those of you who are prophetic people that are out there, one of the things that we have to really be focused on and careful is that we don't get caught up in trying to ride the bandwagon of what other prophetic people are saying because we admire them. You got to know what God is saying to you. One of the things about being prophetic is that you have to sometimes be able to stand alone when everybody else is saying it's green and the Holy Ghost is saying it's red. You can't be changing your message to, well, you know, I see a little speckle of a little red in there. You know, we kind of mix the colors up there. Maybe I can see a little bit of that green. No, if he told you, he spoke it to you, sent confirmation to you that it's red, then you need to be shouting from the mountaintop that it's red. Not going in with everybody else. Well, they say it's green, and, you know, this is, you know, bishop, chief prophet, chief apostle of the most great grand poobah. Listen, in this season, from this point forward, he's going to separate those that are his and those that have been playing his all this time. We don't have to get up here and, well, you know, they think we judging people. It's not, listen, when it's wrong, it's wrong. When it's off, it's off. And according to, if it's not lining up with this word, and I'm not talking about taking the word and twisting it so you can use it for your own devices. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people that are standing flat-footed in the word and saying, this is what God says. And regardless of how I feel about it, how prophets feel about it, how you feel about it, how our friends and family may feel about it, this word is right. And in that conversation that I was having with this individual, I said, listen, you can't get caught up in the smoke and mirrors. This person talking about, well, Lord, come, Lord Jesus, come. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to leave up out of here and meet my Heavenly Father. But you haven't completed your assignment. What are you going to show him when you get there? What are you going to tell him when you get to heaven? When he says, did you complete the task that I've called you to? Well, Lord, I was just waiting for you to come because it was just so bad down there. But what did I give you? What was I not with you? Was the Holy Spirit not on the inside of you? Didn't I give you authority? Didn't I tell you to open up your mouth? Haven't I told you death and life are in the power of your tongue? So what did you do with the authority that I gave you? What did you do with the gifting, the talents that I gave you? What did you do? Well, it got so bad down here, you know, and everybody kept saying it was doing this, and, you know, and then when I looked on social media, it was looking worse and worse, and I'm like, Lord, I don't know who's going to be saved. I just want to make sure I get up out of here. And sometimes that's what the problem is, because all the fear that is going on, all the distrust, all the chaos that is going on, all it is causing us to pull back and become fearful where we're running our lives, and then it's called self-preservation. And I don't know about you, but Jesus came not just for self-preservation, but that all may be saved. And if the blood of Jesus was shed for your sins and my sins, how dare we try to run into a cave and hide, talking about, I hope they don't see me. No, you got to stand up for truth and righteousness. Stand up and preach this gospel. Let the people know that there is a balm in Gilead. Let the people know that, yes, things are rising, that the kingdoms are against the kingdoms and the nations are against the nations. But do know this, amen, that that it is not time yet, and that these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. The end is not yet. Every day that you wake up, every day that the Lord calls your name and gives you another day of grace and mercy, you have to know that the end is not yet for you. There's a purpose for you. There's a design for you. There's an assignment. There's a task for you to do. It's not over. Even though these are the beginnings of sorrows, what he said in verse 8, even though we're in the beginning of sorrows, we got to know that the earth is groaning and moaning, and they're waiting for the sons of God to come into their fullness. They're waiting for the sons, and when I'm not just talking about just the male, I'm talking about mankind. The earth is waiting for mankind to come into their awareness, their maturity, their purpose in God. It's waiting on us to begin to speak and rise up and begin to take our godly places and and begin to create, use the power that the Master gave us and begin to create what he has already designed in the earth to be created. He's not giving you visions and plans and dreams so they can die with you. He's giving you those things so that he can begin to use you to birth them in the earth. Why? Because there's someone's life that's going to be attached to that. It's someone's blessing that's attached to you fulfilling, being obedient, coming into the calling, coming into the grace, coming into the understanding, amen, of who he's called you to be. But we can't get deceived. We can't get scared. We can't get fearful. We can't be sitting over there in the corner crying and shaking, talking about, I don't know how I'm going to make it. The devil is a lie. He said here, let's look at this. Verse 11. Let's go to 10. And then shall many be offended, shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And verse 11 says, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. We're in that day. We're in that day. We're seeing all kind of false prophecies that are talking about. And here's the thing, amen. Every false prophecy is not always about you going under. A lot of these false prophecies try to entice you. Oh, you're going to be great. Oh, I see the Lord getting ready to put in your hand this, that, and the other. Oh, I see that God is getting ready to birth in you many nations. He's going to send you out. You're going to be flying all over the world. You're going to be the greatest church that ever was. Listen, God's not about pumping us up, pumping our egos up, pumping our flesh up. He's not about all of that. He's about making sure that his agenda gets accomplished. Amen. But while he's making sure that he's getting his agenda accomplished, we got to make sure that we are submitted enough so that he can accomplish the agenda. We can't run around here and be like those who don't know him. And what's sort of interesting to me is that it seems at times that those who don't know him, amen, seems to have a little bit more common sense and a little more stability than those who claim they know him. They have a tendency to see through all the smoke screens and see through all the lies and the deceit. But it's us that some of us tend to swallow anything somebody says, hook, line, and sinker. And we don't test out the metal. We don't test out the word. We don't test out what they're talking about. We just take for value, at face value, what they say. Well, they just don't. But he says, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. They're doing that now. And he said, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. My husband preaches on it all the time. Amen. How many false apostles have risen, many false prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists have risen. Amen. And people will flock to them because of their name and flock to them because of the show that they give. Their marketing status and media, and they look the part and they got the right suit and they're talking the right game and they're sprinkling their Gnosticism teaching and training and beliefs with just a little bit of Jesus. And because we just happen to hear his name in it, we just assume, swallow it, drink the Kool-Aid, amen, straight without the sugar. We're just like, this is it, this is it, this is it. And we send our hard-earned money, won't give to the church that God has sent us to that is local, won't give and help out the ministry that God has given us locally, but we'll do everything we can, send every dime we got to the ministry that is across seas and another place that doesn't that's not doing anything for the body of Christ. Not helping anybody even know who Jesus is. But they make sure that you sow into them. And if you give a $100 seed, you'll get this beautiful Bible right here. And it'll be imprinted in gold with your name written on the right side of the hand. For just a love offering of $100. A love offering of $50 will give you this water that we went over in Israel and pulled it out of the well of Jacob. This water right here, this little crystal bottle. Now, reality is we got that water out of our own sink. But we'll send our money in. We'll support ministries and leadership that does not even know our name, does not pray for us, does not labor over our souls, but we'll send money in. They prophesy. Ooh, child, they prophesy. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Two. Help me, God. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. The Bible is saying, listen, if you look closely at the word on tonight, Jesus has already given you a blueprint of what is happening and what is to come so that you can be prepared. In other words, we've already seen this show. And since this is a rerun, we shouldn't be sitting up here losing our mind, pulling our hair out, talking about, I don't understand what's going on. These people are crazy. I don't get it. Where's the love? When he just said this is what is going to be happening, watch it unfold before you. I'm already giving you the blueprint. I'm already showing you, giving you the whole scenario of what's going on. I'm giving you the whole thing. So now as you see it come, you won't be taken off guard. You won't be taken by surprise because you've already seen this. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. So while people are doing their own thing, feeling their own way, doing what they like, when they like, coming to church, but yet don't have no type of relationship with Christ, churches rising up from all over the place, who claim, you know, we don't really need God and we can live any kind of way, but, you know, let's just come together and just begin to worship. You know, we just need to come together, be social, but we don't want to mention his name. We definitely don't want to talk about Jesus. And as far as I'm concerned, whatever lifestyle you're living, it's fine with me. Just give your offering. Just give your tithe and it's all going to be good because you know what we're going to do with that money? We're going to take that money and help the orphans over there in Africa. And people flock to that mess, and the love of many shall wax cold. So don't think it's strange. Don't be taken off guard at what we're seeing unfold before us. And I think in my heart, I think that's what's happening. Amen. I believe that's what's happening with so many of us is because we're off guard. We're taken off guard. We're not understanding. We're scratching our heads talking about, I don't get it. How come? What's going on with the people of God? What's happening to the people of God? Well, if you would read the Bible, as you develop a relationship, and as you get into his face, he will begin to unfold the mysteries before you. God does not get any glory in hiding himself from you. He wants to reveal himself to you, but you got to be willing to be willing for him to unveil himself before you. But most of us, what we want to do, for many of us, we just want to go to church when we go and then let somebody tell us what's in the Bible and we won't research it ourselves. We close the book, amen, we're going to live in our own lives. And then when the enemy comes, we don't have no power, we don't have no authority because we don't know the word. So I'm not taken aback anymore when people love has waxed cold, when people have a hidden agenda, when messages that are coming forth are not always preaching integrity, are not preaching about love, are not preaching about hell, are not preaching about holiness. You do know you have to live holy, right? Or no man shall see the Lord. Verse 13, he said, but he that shall endure unto the end shall be saved. He didn't say he's going to take you up out of here. So you need to stop the praying, talking about Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. We need to quit the praying, that prayer, amen, and get to praying what needs to be happening in this earth and get to rooting out and tearing down and pulling down and ripping apart everything, the enemy's kingdom and his assignments that are here, tearing down the lies, uprooting the truth, exposing lies, all kind of stuff that he's doing that the body at times has fallen asleep and allowed things to happen because we've gotten caught up in all the shenanigans. All right. I don't know about me pulling down nothing. Where does it say I got to pull down something? It just said, long as I pray and give it to Jesus. Yeah, give it to Jesus, but don't become weak at it. He says, cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. I'm casting my cares, but that don't mean I sit over in the corner and stop working. You are in the army of the Lord. Let's go. I want to just help somebody just for a moment. And then we're going to get back here. So put your finger right there. Keep your finger right there in Matthew 24. I want to go to Jeremiah just for a second, just to help us out. Because I know many of us, we've just kind of used that scripture for those who are called into the prophetic ministry. And that is a scripture that God uses for many to call them into the prophetic ministry. But however, we all as Christians, amen, have a job to do. The word says that these signs shall follow them that believe. Didn't just say he would follow the prophets and the apostles, the pastors, the teachers, and the evangelists. Said he'll follow all that believe. Let's go here. Jeremiah. Let's go to the first chapter. Let's go to the 10th verse. Let's take it up to the 7th verse real quick. Jeremiah 1, chapter 1, and verse 7. Now, even though I know that in this passage of scripture, he's talking directly to Jeremiah and he's calling him into the office of the prophet. But I'm challenging the body tonight. I'm challenging some of you tonight because we, as saints, God has given us authority. He really has. He's given us authority. He's allowing us to use his authority, his name, in my name, in my name. And we've been scared to open up our mouths, and we're sitting back talking about, ooh, child, there's a whole lot going on, Lord. Lord, you need to do something about this. I don't know. Jesus, help us, help us. Well, he's giving you the power to be able to do something in the earth. And if you don't use what you have, we don't have the right to complain about it. He said, listen, verse 7, he said, but the Lord said unto me, say not I am a child, for though thou shalt go, for thou shalt go to all that I send thee, and whatever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Well, child of God, when you get into his word and you allow his word to get into you, then when you open up your mouth, amen, you will speak what he speaks. That comes from development, processing, maturing, trusting, believing, and allowing, in the midst of all of that, allowing him to work on you. Then when he gives you that assignment, you can be effective and efficient at what he's called you to do. He said, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. And then verse 10, he said, I have this day set you over the nations. Now, before we all get happy talking about, whoo, I'm a prophet to the nations and all that, whatever territory, whatever atmosphere, whatever sphere of influence that God has given you charge over. He said, I've given you the nations, set you over the nations, over the kingdoms. That may be your community. That may be your school. People at your job. He's giving you territory, people of God. Wherever your territory is, he's given that to you, wherever he sat you. He said, now this is what I need you to do with what I've given you. To root out and to pull down and to destroy. Come on. And to throw down. That sounds like a fight. That sounds like a battle. It didn't say to shake hands. It didn't say let's understand. It didn't say let's counsel. It didn't say let us talk about. It didn't say come on and let us work it out together. Maybe we can come to an agreement. He didn't say that when it comes to the plans and the works and the assignments and what the enemy is doing. He didn't say that. He said you got to pull it down, you got to root it out, and you got to utterly destroy it. And while you're destroying it, you might as well put your heel on it and grind it into the ground as you're throwing it down. He said, but then after that, after you clear the territory, he said, now, don't just walk away and leave it desolate. You got to build and plant. See, some of us, all we want to do is fight, destroy everything in our wake. But you forgot your other assignment. Now, after all the dust clears, you got to build and you got to plant. That means you got to raise up a new generation here. You got to impart wisdom. You got to tell somebody about Jesus and making sure that they become anchored in him, secured in him, matured in him, processed in him. So don't tell me I don't have a job. Don't tell me I don't, you know, that's the leadership job. I just got to sit here and wait my turn, wait for my blessing to come, wait for the prophetic word to come to pass with my car and my house and my man or my wife and my kids and my white picket fence and my house on the hill. Mm-mm. You got work to do, boo. And we got to get about doing it. But while we're getting about doing it, back to what I was saying before, while we're doing it, we can't get caught up in all the drama. Back in Matthew, he says, let's go to one passage over into the 23rd verse. Remember where I left off? He said, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. I really want to look at that in the Message Bible. Amen? We'll look at that in the Message Bible. Same passage of Scripture, Matthew. Excuse me. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at it in the Message Bible for just a second. Brings a little bit more clarity to us. He said, listen, they're going to throw you to the wolves and kill you, everyone hating you because you carry my name. And then going from bad to worse, it will be a dog-eat-dog, everyone at each other's throat, everyone hating each other. He said, but in the confusion, lying preachers will come forward and deceive a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Lord, Lord.
In the confusion, do you see what I'm talking about? The smoke and mirrors. In the confusion. I remember years ago there was a fireman that came to our job, and he talked about how the density of smoke and how smoke can kill you. And one of the things that stuck out at me, he said, is that people try, when they get fearful and they get scared, he said people try to stand up and then they try to go through the smoke. He said, but what it does, he said, when you with smoke inhalation, as you're inhaling the smoke and all the soot and the poisons, he said, people become confused. He said, I don't care how often you've been living in your home. He said, and then, you know, in, oh, when I close my eyes, I could just walk through this room. I know where everything is at. You know, I don't even stumble over it. You know, I got this. He said, but let your life be threatened. He said, and then when smoke gets involved, he said, smoke causes confusion. He said, and all of a sudden you lose orientation. Thank you. You lose your orientation. You can't where you used to know where the door is. Now all of a sudden you can't find the door. And many people have died right where the exit is. All they had to do was just move and push through the last little bit and move through a door. Many people have died right at the front door of their buildings or their homes because of the smoke taking them over. They got confused, they lost their orientation, and they died in the process. What are you saying, prophetess? What I'm saying is all this stuff that's going on in America right now, all this stuff that's going on in the world, yes, it's bad. Yes, it's horrible. Again, I'm not making any light of it. But recognize that a lot of this is nothing but confusion from the enemy. And while we're sitting here listening to false preachers, false teachers, false prophets and apostles talking about this is your time to rise, this is your time to get your stuff, this is your time to get your, you're going to live the best year you ever had in your life. The devil is a lie. This is my time. I need to stand up and do what the Bible says to root out, to tear down, to pull up, to take out. And then when I'm done, clearing the ground of whatever the enemy's trying to bring up and take our people out with, he said, now it's time for you to build and to plant. In the confusion, I don't know about you, but I've seen more confused saints than in a little bit. They're eating a little of the word. They eating a little bit of Hare Krishna. They eating a little bit of prosperity. They eating a little bit. And they got a hodgepodge of foundation. Hodgepodge Christianity. That's what I call it. Hodgepodge Christianity. And in the confusion, lying preachers will come forward and deceive a lot of people. For many others, the overwhelming spread, listen to this, for many others, the overwhelming spread of evil will do them in. Stand flat-footed, saints. This isn't the time. And let me say this. Please. Don't get caught up in the speeches of ain't nobody gonna make it but us. Please don't get caught up in the no matter how much you live in, it still ain't good enough. God still ain't pleased. No matter how hard you try, you never gonna get to the end. Don't get caught up in that bondage either. But he said this, The overwhelming spread of evil will do them in. If we're not careful, if we don't take time to spend in his presence, if we don't take time to spend it in his word, if we don't take time to make sure that our spirits are tuned in to his frequency, to his voice, then we'll get lost just like these. We'll get lost. We'll get caught off guard. We'll get taken out. We'll be overcome. Some will be overcome because they won't go ahead and take heed to the word that's going on. Even when I hear all the stuff that goes on, the Lord will not even allow me to get fearful with it because he always brings me back to his word. And he always reminds me, but the end is not yet. I have a work to do. You have a work to do. The end is not yet. The Message Bible says it like this. Staying with it. That's what God requires. Huh. In other words, you got to have, I think the saints used to say, stick and stay or stick and stand. You got to be rooted. You got to be grounded. Let the waves come. Let the winds blow. You may go sideways. You may go back. But when it's all done, you don't go under. You're still standing when it's over. Staying with it, that's what God requires. For those, the King James lovers, people, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Stay with it to the end. You won't be sorry. You will be saved. I'm stopping right here on tonight. Amen. I'm not done, but I'm just going to leave it here. Listen, I want to pray for you tonight. Amen. That we, the body of Christ, amen, will continue to be strengthened. That we, that our eyes, that the scales, the blinders will be removed from our eyes, that the enemy will not try to stop our prophetic voice, will not try to choke us out with the aftermath and all that's going on around us. Amen? Come on, let's pray. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, God, I thank you for the word on tonight. Father, even now, it blessed us. It challenged us. It's equipping us. It's strengthening us. It's bringing peace to us. God, I thank you for this word on tonight. Father, let it, the seed, this word, let it seed into good ground on the inside of us. Father, let us not be shaken in this season and in this hour, more so now than ever. God, let us not get caught up in the whirlwind that's going on around us. Even though everything that is happening, we know you said it in your word, it will be so. But you said the end is not yet. We have to stay focused. We have to stand flat-footed. We have to recognize and realize our purpose. This isn't the time to quit, but it's the time to gear up and to go back in the fight. It's time to push in, get that second wind and begin to push like never before and fight the good fight of faith and stand. God, help us to stand in this season. Help us to stay with it. Help us to pass the test, God, whatever they may be, each person going through tests and their trials. Each person is going through situations and circumstances. But God, in the mighty name of Jesus, let no one be overcome. Let no one be taken out. Let no one die in the midst of what they're going through in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them right now. Put your hand of mercy upon them. Strengthen them with grace. Give them more power, God. Give them more anointing, Father, to overcome what the enemy is trying to do in the mighty name of Jesus. Open up their mouth and begin to speak with clarity. Help them to open up their mouth and to speak with authority in the mighty name of Jesus, with all heaven backing them up. We thank you right now. We glorify your name in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray. Amen. Amen and amen. For those of you who are not saved, please pray this prayer with me. Father, forgive me for all of my sins. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. Make your abode in me. I live for you and serve you all my days. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, welcome to the kingdom of God. We at Christ the King Redemptive Ministries are praying for you. Amen. That God will lead you to a Bible-believing and teaching church that's going to train you for ministry and prepare you for your kingdom assignment. Amen. I want you to go to our website, www.ctkr.org. Hit us up there. Let us know how the ministry is blessing your life. Become a vision partner and prayer partner with this ministry, helping us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. I'm Prophetess McQueen, and I will see you again next week, 7 p.m. for another broadcast of Prophetic Atmosphere. Love each and every one of you. Have a blessed night.